So it's 3:41 in the morning, and for some reason I just woke up. I don't even know. And I can't get back to sleep, so I decided to do this questionnaire because I just thought like the questions were so cool and interesting, and I've been listening to everybody else's, and some of you guys are like so funny. Like I don't even know if you realize it, but like I don't know. You're all really cool. Well done. Question one. What was your favorite movie growing up? It was probably Spirited Away, I'd say. I watched it when I was about. I don't know if this really. Yeah, it should count as growing up. I watched it when I was 7 or 8, I think, for the first time. And I watched it at my best friend Adam's house, and he was like my first friend slash I don't know, like I think we liked each other, but you know, it was that like kid like where you're like, hey, I'm gonna come over to your house every day and play spies with you, and anyway, right, back to Spirited Away. I adore that movie. It's not my favorite Ghibli movie anymore because Princess Mononoke is my favorite now. But it's so hard to pick your favorite Ghibli movie, like, because they're all so brilliant. Castle in the Sky is brilliant. Howl's Moving Castle is brilliant. They're all so good. Watch all the Ghibli movies if you haven't seen them, okay? and I think Spirited Away was really what kicked me off into the world of anime and turn me into a total weeb, so that's cool. I don't know, there's just something about it that really transported me, and it's the first movie I can remember being totally, completely immersed in, to the point where I had like loads of nightmares about No Face when he goes bad, but but it was worth it, and I would watch it again and again and again anyway, even though I had nightmares, and my mom would be like, why are you watching it when it scares you? And I'd just be like, Mom, it's the best movie ever. Question two, which movie soundtrack is, in your opinion, the best soundtrack ever? I really like the Fight Club soundtrack. That's like one of my favorite movies ever as well. What else? Oh, Submarine. The soundtrack for Submarine is great. That's mostly, I mean, the Arctic Monkeys. Well, it's not the Arctic Monkeys, sorry, it's Alex Turner. I don't think the whole band was on it, I think it was just Alex Turner. Yeah, and that's great. And it's a great movie as well if you haven't seen it. If you like drama, emo-y things. Again, Spirited Away, fucking brilliant soundtrack. Like, which one? There's one song on it that just puts me right the fuck to sleep. It's great. I can't remember which one it is right now. It might be the train stop one. Oh, I'll have to like mention it in the mention it in my whatever text post to this, but yeah, like Joe Hisaishi is a fucking genius. Like, if you like piano, go listen. Definitely. What do you think about Disney music and why is it so beautiful? I adore Disney music. I fucking love Disney, everything Disney. Disney music is the most amazing shit. Like I would just casually listen to it all the fucking time, and it's just, I don't know if it's the fact that the movies are sort of so, it's so easy to get attached to Disney movies, you know, whether it's like Disney movies from your childhood and then you get this wave of nostalgia, or whether it's Disney movies from now and you just you still get nostalgia even though you've never seen them before, because, you know, it just makes you feel like a kid again, and it makes you just want to keep watching. And the music is a huge part of that. Like, just the idea of all these characters just bursting into song whenever the fuck they want is great, you know? I recently have been listening to the Moana soundtrack so much, and it's absolutely freaking beautiful. And I don't even know. I love Disney music. every time I take a shower that's long, like when I'm like washing my hair and stuff, like A Part of Your World, I will sing it every single time. And it, like, whenever I'm back at home, it drives my sisters crazy because they can, like, hear me fucking belting A Part of Your World every day in the shower. But, like, who doesn't feel like a mermaid in the shower? Which art form is your favourite? Probably just traditional sort of pen and paper. I love seeing people's just, you know, just like little scribbles and doodles, and then even, you know, step up from that, and it's when it's like, why did I just forget my sentence? But yeah, traditional art I quite like. I like, I don't know, I follow a lot of people on Instagram who do that kind of stuff, and it's really cool. I'm also quite into, like, digital stuff recently. There are a load of great artists who do, like, photo manipulation stuff, and, you know, like, you have your base drawing, and then you can just take it to a whole nother level with digital things. And I think digital drawing in itself is really cool. Like, I wish I was better at it. I have, like, I just got myself recently, like, a little starter Wacom tablet, and, I have been having a go on that, but I'm not great yet. I still prefer my, you know, regular pens. I think I always will prefer my regular pens, but I would like to be better. I don't even know if I answered that question right. Which do you prefer, pictures or paintings? It's kind of difficult. I'd say paintings, because I can paint a little bit, but I can't take a picture to save my life. The only kind of picture I can take is a selfie. Like, I'm quite good at those, but actual pictures, like landscape pictures, or, you know, just like pictures of nice views and things like that, I cannot fucking take them. I just do not have an eye for photography. Like, my, like, you know, there's just something about getting, like, the ratio right, and, you know, and having, you know, a viewpoint, and maybe I think about it too much, but I don't know, like, my pictures just don't, they're never anything special, you know? Like, I'll take them anyway because, you know, I want memories, but, you know, I'm never gonna be able to, like, frame that perfect sunset and, you know, and, like, have a picture that really, really says something. I've never done that, I don't think. I'd be open to learning, I think. I'd let someone teach me to take proper pictures if they don't mind me getting frustrated, because I can't. Let's see. Do you have that too sometimes, that seeing or hearing something reminds you of something or someone, and that all the emotions that you had at that moment come back? Yeah, like, a lot, all the time. It happened to me yesterday with a fucking sweater. Like, I have this one sweater that I really like, and my ex also used to really like it on me, and so now when I wear it, like, I immediately get flashbacks of him telling me it was cute, and it's just like, what? No, I don't want to. But I don't want to stop wearing it either, because it's a nice sweater, and it's like, damn you. But yeah, I definitely associate music, especially. I associate with people, and emotions. But yeah, but I can hear something or see something or smell something, and I will just be like overwhelmingly struck by whatever it is that it reminds me of. Like, that happens to me a lot, and sometimes it's like crippling, and sometimes I wish it didn't, and I could be like a detached fish. Why do I think fish are detached? I don't know. It's the eyes. It's definitely the eyes. Do you prefer to game on your PC or on a console? At the moment, I prefer to game on my PC because I don't have a console. Sadly. And it's really irritating me because I really want to get the Zelda Breath of the Wild, and I don't know where I'm going to play it. Because, like, I don't have very many gamer friends IRL, you know, like, all my gamer friends are online, and, like, they live really far away, and it's like, well, who's going to support me and let me play their, let me play Breath of Wild on their console, because I can't afford one at the moment, but, soon, hopefully, I'll get something. But I'm not, like, a huge gamer, which is why I don't have one yet. Like, it's not, like, a huge, huge thing to me. So I mostly just play on my PC, and I don't even play serious games on my PC. Like, literally what I do is I have, a Game Boy Advance, EMU or whatever they're called. I have a Game Boy Advance simulator, and I use that to play Game Boy Advance games. My favourite game is probably Fire Emblem on that thing. I have loads of games that, like, I downloaded all of these ones from OpenEMU. And, Frogger, and like, a bunch of really embarrassing games that I'm not going to mention. Even though I just told you that I played Frogger, but, I don't know, but it's great. It's a good time. I have lots of, like, Mario things. Ah, Wario Land! And I was just attacking the giant blueberry and stuff. Yeah, but that's what I do. I play Game Boy Advance games on my computer. There's a storm outside. Oh my gosh, be careful, jeez. I hope your house survives it too. That would be so scary. But yeah, I do have the same fear. Sometimes, definitely. Especially because, like, I've lived in areas that are really, 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 like, I've been through a hurricane or a tornado, whatever it was. I can't remember, like, what the difference is. But yeah, but that was terrifying, and loads of people died, and, you know, like, there were cars floating in the streets and stuff, and it was just, and dead bodies, and it was just terrifying. So yeah, I am quite nervous about the weather. I don't know, like, it's a force of nature, isn't it? Anything could happen, and you'd have no way of stopping it. All you can do is try and be as safe as possible, and I hope that everything is okay with you, and that the wind doesn't get any worse, because that is scary as fuck. It's carnival here at Dutch Feast. Which holiday do you always look forward to the most? I'm not a huge holiday person. Yeah, I'm just gonna go with I'm not a huge holiday person. We have one, like, in my culture, we have two big holidays a year, and, they're great, and I used to love them when I was a kid, but they're just so exhausting now that I don't really look forward to them, because, like, you know, I have to go visit, like, my entire family, and I have a huge fucking family, and I'm talking, like, extended crazy shit. Like, I have, like, 50-something second cousins, and just, like, ugh. There's, like, so fucking many of us. Okay, and so I have to go around to everyone, and like a lot of my family are really like, they don't have filters. And so like the first thing that they say, like when they see you, it'll be like, oh, you gained weight, or oh, you lost weight, and oh, like you look good, or you look bad, or I don't know why my family does that. It's really annoying. But yeah, so that happens, and it just, I just can't deal with seeing all the people and having to be nice and respectful to all the people who aren't necessarily being nice and respectful to me. And it just, so I don't really like holidays anymore. Which is fine. I mean, most holidays are not really my thing. Yeah. As who or what did you dress on Halloween last year? I was just really lame, and I just like had a little bit of like, I just had like some zombie makeup, and that was it. And it was really lame. Hopefully I'm gonna make up for it this year. I don't really usually do Halloween, but I really want to this year cosplay as Coraline for Halloween, or dress up as Coraline for Halloween. And I've already like started getting my kit together, you know, because I need those wellies and the raincoat and all. So yeah, I'm really, really fucking excited about that. I think it's gonna be great. Would you eat a chocolate flavoured pizza or a pizza flavoured chocolate? They both would be so nasty. Can you imagine, like, the texture of chocolate with the flavor of pizza, the texture of pizza with the flavor of chocolate? Chocolate flavored pizza. Yeah, I would do chocolate flavored pizza, because I can see that being like cake, but pizza flavored chocolate would just be so fucking odd, because like, I don't know. I don't even want to imagine it. What's your favorite snack? My favorite snack is, what is my favorite snack? I really like Cocoa Pops. That's usually my go-to snack. Like, I've always got Cocoa Pops in my house. So I'll go with that, I guess. I don't know if it's necessarily my favorite, but it's the one that I will reach for always. What is your least favorite sound? My least favorite sound is, I hate tires squealing. Drives me insane. I really, really don't like that noise. I know it's my least favorite, but it's the only thing I can think of right now, and I really don't like it, so it will do. Anyway, thank you again, Pretty Bookworm, for these questions, because they were so much fun to answer, and I managed to not talk for half an hour this time, so woo! Okay, signing it. Bye, guys!